Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Brian.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, you know, you can't get anywhere without hearing about this thing, Elon versus Trump. Do you have to pick sides in this thing? I don't think so. But here's the thing. There's a study that wanted to know who people were rooting for, either one, and who do you support. So the new study found that 52% of Americans don't support either Elon Musk or President Trump in their feud. 28% are on Trump's side, while only 8% are on Team Musk. So that's how it...
Team Musk.
I've seen the other party take shots.
He should call it the Musalicia.
Don't you give Elon doesn't he get in general like a little more leeway because of his condition? Because he's been known to lash out a little more? Which is saying something, talking about Trump.
No, I don't think you forgive people for being hateful, do you?
Well, Elon's
I mean,
he's got a handicap, right? I mean, that's what it is.
I just don't understand why you go all this time without saying something before now.
Well, what are you referring to, Fat Boy, as his handicap? Like, are you trying to say, like, spectrum-wise?
I don't know officially what he has, but he has some sort of mental handicap, right?
I mean, maybe you're thinking of that thing where, like, geniuses get that kind of thing, where almost like a savant kind of thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just kind of weird when he talks.
I feel like any other company, and I side with, I didn't vote for Elon, so. But I think if you and I owned a space company and our rockets were always blowing up in the air, I believe they'd eventually stop us. I mean, like, every time, like, they go haywire, they blow up. And they, like, see them all over the world, like, imagine if all other countries were allowing citizens to just privately launch stuff. Mondays almost cuss. Almost.
Stuff.
Because on the weekends I cuss like hell.
I see what you're saying.
Here.
Like if you...
I said where you should have been yesterday.
Where were you?
I was waiting on you. I was holding the door.
I was at Brunswick. Which one did you go to?
It's like all the planes and stuff. That, you know, say like it wasn't...
With drones and crap.
Yeah, there's everything up there. It's a mess. You don't have traffic lights up there.
I would be curious to hear the progress of his boring company.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah, like
about
I want to hear about what he has his government contracts on. How's that stuff doing?
Probably going through mountains.
And the bottom
building
line
new bunkers.
Is that he's realizing he's getting heat. We're talking about Elon, that he's going to be losing some money with if this thing goes through, and so he's got to fight back. He should have thought of that before.
Well, he was firing off the first shots, right, when he's talking about Epstein stuff, and I'm like, somebody's got to tell Elon, stop. You know, you guys are of the same ilk as far as tempers go.
Like, he's showing, it's like Kanye tendencies.
Yeah.
To just go. But then he's like, he also owns, like, what if he kicked Trump off X now?
I was thinking about that. Legit. Like, would he go back and resend the whole thing?
Yeah. Like, he takes away his verification check. It's like, you're not the real president of the United States.
Does Trump even X that much, or does he stay on Truth?
I thought he was, maybe he do both. Rumble also?
So I don't know. Does Trump have his own phone doing this stuff, or?
I don't know. I think sometimes, unless it's offensive, and then he didn't do it.
You know, I think he did. I think I saw a
like
video.
The Pope meme. He's like, yeah, I didn't put that out. So, well, someone on your team
somebody
did.
Somebody did.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
I don't know. They get a hold of my phone. They put these things on there. That's wild.
And would you let somebody that incompetent do that if they're doing things like that?
I didn't like JJ from Promotions getting my phone in his hand the other night. Look,
I mean, he was really?
Like, I'm going to airdrop you this. Here, I'll show you how to do it. I'm like, yeah.
They're going
to
see all my pictures unedited before I send it to Fatboy.
Unedited it.
Paige got a lot of self-nakeds in her phone. There's a...
I don't have any... You know what? Honestly, I don't take naked pictures.
I mean, I can see that now, but, like, you know, there's probably a time where you were just, you know, slutting it up real good for the phone.
Or maybe you just take one and send it to a friend. It's like, girl, does yours ever look like this?
Mm-hmm. It's like, I wish they looked like that.
Do you see how this turned out? I tried to do a Playboy bunny, and the ears are funky.
Oh, man.
Like, you had to get a separate tanning bed for your Hooters. Like, they're done with each other, right? They've got that relationship's come full circle. They got what they wanted out of each other, and it's, do they need each other at
I
this
think
point?
Elon's gonna backpedal because he's already deleted two of his harshest tweets.
I mean, if you listen to Elon's dad, Errol Musk, Elon wasn't a, you know, right wing supporter until the past couple years of Biden's administration. The last
well, you could say the same thing for Trump until he got into politics.
Yeah.
Leaned right, except for business stuff. He was always like pro-American, but liberally he was more that way. But, I mean, people can have a change of heart, though. Like, my grandpa was, you know, he became a Dixiecrat. But everybody did, though. Like, the Republicans in the South switched teams in the 60s or something.
Yeah, the Democrats were a little different back then than they are now.
Yeah, it's real strange. It's like both sides, when it comes to the everybody wants acceptance. Like, well, we want to be accepted for this. We want to be, but we don't like you.
The way I see it is you have the same common goal up in Washington, but you have
making lots of money for each other.
You have different, like, say, I can relate to sororities. You know,
you're my little.
You either pledge the Democrats or you pledge the Republicans, and whichever one you get in.
Yeah.
You may not get to be a Republican, so you decide you're going to pledge to be a Democrat.
Wonder what Jack Daddy Vance thinks, though. Like, is he like, God,
he commented on it. I think somebody asked him.
He's going to stand with Trump, of course.
I think I'm looking at what he said, but Elon should want to kind of take a step back.
What
right?
if Trump deports Elon?
Somebody mentioned that, too.
Oh, my God. Like,
somebody of note mentioned that.
If he takes Trump off X, Elon's going to get deported.
It was Bannon that said it.
How about
Jesus? His show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anything that has to do with tariffs that's going to affect so many businesses, why don't you bring that to the vote for the American people? If you're going to ruin so many lives, if that's the problem and Elon feels like he needs to tell people about it, why isn't somebody saying something? We don't have 5 years to make that up.
I think that when someone gives $400 million to a candidate running, they expect a bunch of favors off of that money.
Of course.
And that's why most companies make those big donations.
It's called greasing palms.
Plus, don't you feel like Elon has felt like it's run its course at this point, the, you know, political game as far as how he wanted to use it? It's like, okay, look, I've seen this work. I've, you know, bought votes, quote unquote, spent a lot of money.
Literally bought votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to step back and see if his company can recover, if he can make money again. Because even though he's making some money, you know, they're losing a lot of money, too.
Yeah, like, think of when one of those rockets blow up, like, how much that costs. Plus, is there a litter fee? Is there a fee for the... I throw a cup out the window. I'm going to get charged. But he's dropping a damn rocket from space, and it's like, nah.
Plus, that's personal money, right? I don't know if he has government contracts for SpaceX.
The way he's a magnate of several different industries, like, he still treats it like, let's say this one over here is doing well and this one over here is doing bad. That brings it up. You know, the way they do kind of like sales in companies that handle more than one brand.
Oh, yeah, the inter-office allocations.
Right. When it comes to the money. So let's say station or business or whatever down the hall is not making any money, but up here we are. At the end of the day, everybody is, but they're not.
That's like Bischoff would tell you, hey, we weren't getting that ad money off WCW. Turner was getting it.
Right.
We weren't getting that Slim Jim money.
Right. Yeah, they get paid. Yeah, that's same thing with – that's one thing Vince did, though. He's like, you know what? I'm making money off ads, and I'm not going to put ads all over my product. But they are doing that now.
Oh, man.
The freaking ladders had Fireball logos on them.
7-Eleven on the turnbuckle.
Dude Wipes on the ring mat.
Plus, Prime's always out there. That's part of the deal.
I mean, just like, God, y'all are just going over. And even, I think DraftKings or something was in the turnbuckles.
Yep.
Just all over the
place. They've been on the mat for the last PLE.
Yeah. Remember the Mountain Dew Code Red or Code – it was L.A. Knight versus Bray Wyatt. I think it was his last match, actually. And they were, like, wrestling in glow colors and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was the match. It was, like, a pitch black or whatever.
Pitch black. Yeah. Mountain Dew pitch black. They made a whole match based off the
They used neon
drink.
Colors to
– Yeah. What are they going to do with Mott's Harder Lemonade?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, okay. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I did hear Michael Cole say that Vince would never allow that.
Oh, no. He was, funny with Trump. He always wanted Trump Plaza when he did those WrestleManias. He wanted that on the mat logo, and Vince would never do it. He's like, that's sacred spot. And now look at it. It's all. Oh. But boxing started it, and it's smart.
They're going to fill it up.
And now you see it in. You know, pro sports now, those have a little logo. Like whoever Century Lock sponsors in WNBA, I see their logo on all the time. I'm like, I don't know that a WNBA fan's going to say, you know what, I needed a lock. And there's, I saw that Century Lock. I think I'll go with them. That's
just go
crazy.
Get it.
All right, Kelsey Plum. That's what I'm going to start calling you, Paige.
Why?
He's going to get your Plum. That's why.
I like her. I think she's good. She's good. She's not all about the fashion and everything, but she's a damn good ball player.
She can dribble. She can score.
She's great.
It's a pure point guard.
The one I invested in ain't even playing yet this year. Damn, Cameron.
I'm sorry.
Those knees, man.
Still good to look at, though. You know. That's the one thing I'll say about her. Even if she never plays again, she will always be pretty and a model. So she got that to fall back.
Ever rifle one off during the first quarter?
No, because she ain't ever dressed out. And when she starts dressing out, hot a mighty. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everyone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe. Rise, guys, I got show number four. Off Friday, pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I don't know if a lot of people have this situation, or it's just this lady right here, but she's got a record. She's trying to find a job. It's not really working out. She gets so far in the process, and they're like, you know what? We got to do a background check. And she's a little upset.
Uh-oh.
She can't find work.
Bless her heart.
Well, does she say what her background is? Or
does she?
Is it a felony?
Let's listen and find out. It's the FOF line.
People who want to judge you for one past mistake, and I'm talking about a misdemeanor on your record. You cannot find a job because you have one f***ing misdemeanor on your record. I'm 47 years old.
Thank you.
This is the first time I've ever been in trouble, and I cannot find a job because I have one stupid misdemeanor, and every job has to have a background check. I get to the final point of getting hired, and then they say, oh, we need a background check. F*** that.
That's everywhere.
Especially now. I don't know how you used to be able to harass somebody if you wanted a job.
The good old days.
Yeah. Always put a face, like, go FaceTime. Go see him. Go see him.
Yeah. That's how I got my Winn-Dixie job.
It's like I...
You never stopped.
Charter.
Relentless.
I would call every Sunday afternoon and talk to Mr. Overstreet at Winn-Dixie on Wade Hampton Boulevard. 29 Wade Hampton.
That's how I got my cable job. My charter job. Jeff Fowler, I'm sorry I had to bug you every day for like three straight months, but mm-hmm. you gave me a job and it worked.
Yep.
Now, what do? You apply online? Who do you talk to?
That's how I got my radio job. I called every single day.
864-241-4318. This is going to be the lady who is calling about the other lady who took up for us.
No. This is a lady.
Shut you down.
This lady is, she tells you if you work the drive-thru, this is how you should conduct your job. This is exactly how you should work.
I like it.
And you should adhere. Read and heed, I've been told.
I want to reply just once so you know I get the same emails. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Listen here, you dumb bitch working the drive-thru. I don't need your commentary on what the f*** I ordered. If I wanted your advice, I would ask you for your dietary opinion. But right now, you just need to put my f***ing food in the bag and kiss my ass.
Wow.
I wonder what she said to her. Like, did you get too much?
I know. I have so many more questions to that. First off, like, I loved her voice.
I mean, how rude a person can be by assuming that you're going to eat all that food.
It sounded like a little girl that was mad, though. Like, it really sounded like a 12-year-old. Just a voice tone.
You know, she's like a skinny redneck woman. Gotta be.
So they would say to me,
long cigarette smoker.
You got a plain cheeseburger and a milkshake and a Diet Coke. Are you going to eat all that for yourself?
Oh, my God. If somebody clowned me for that, they'd be like, buddy, you haven't seen a normal order. Here's the chick you're referring to. They called last week.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sitting here listening to the FOF line like I always do. And every Friday, some dickhead has got to get on here and bitch and complain about someone or all of y'all on the Rise Guys. Let me tell you something. If you don't like them, if they piss you off, then and quit listening. Please and quit listening, because I get sick of hearing you bitch about it. You either like them or you don't. You don't like them, you don't listen. I had problems with Fat Boy, so void of anything that I just got irritated. But you know what? As a whole, I like the show, so I'm going to let that go. Just if you don't like them, don't listen to them. The Rise guys have got me through so much in the last 2 years, just making me laugh. So any minute thing that they might do to piss me off, I'm going to let go because I like them.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think this response is going to be any helpful to us at all.
Well, I mean, I would love to have her quote on a billboard, and but have it misspelled where it says, as a whole, they're a pretty good show. But whole is spelled with an H.
Yeah, I like that.
As a whole.
You took marketing.
Pretty good show. People would be like calling Lamar saying, yo, Lamar.
Lamar.
Lamar owns all the ad companies, all the big ones. Lamar, you've misspelled whole. No, that's the way they refer to it. They also do the worst of instead of best of like other shows. It's weird.
That's what the client wanted.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a response from a gentleman.
Oh, a guy.
Yep. He's not that gentle. And I don't think he's really defending us now that I think about it.
Click and listen bait.
But he does get on her ass real good, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, right? That is what it's about. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is for that dumb bitch who just called into the FOF line talking about we shouldn't listen if we got an issue with the Rise guys just because if she's been through some shit, and apparently just because she's been through some shit, you know, and you guys saved her, we can't talk shit about you. You know what? Her. That's the whole reason of this damn FOF line. You dumb bitch. You absolute ignoramus. Why don't you just go back underneath your damn rock, put the back in your mouth, and just shut the up? Damn! Shut the up.
Write down what he said to put back in her mouth. I'm curious.
Rhymes with rock.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
And it's not sock.
He meant a padlock on her mouth. That's what he meant, right?
Some of you women look like that when you got your big ring on your lip. I'm just going to weigh that sucker down. You're going to look tribal, like a National Geographic.
To the motherfucking rednecks that were sitting behind me at my son's baseball game and that would not fucking stop talking, I want to kick your fucking ass, and I should have turned around and did that. However, I respected my son, and I didn't do it, but you goddamn redneck, shut the fuck up. I fucking hate you. God dang, shut the fuck up.
It really did sound like she said kiss.
Dang it, don't damn it. That's what I say.
I'm trying hard, man. That's what the guy said last week.
Yeah. I'm trying not to say the GD word, Matt.
He wanted to say it.
I'm not the one so much offended by it.
I know. It's like you're the gatekeeper of the GD now to everybody.
I mean,
I'm not going to be the GD gatekeeper. Don't say that. I will not.
I've been to games.
I'll be the MFing gatekeeper. Nothing else.
Where people were screaming at other people's kids, and it's annoying and rude. Yeah. They're just children, you know.
Oh, yeah, I remember those games. Like, I'll get my daddy. Go get your dad. Bring his ass over here.
None of that stuff ever worked with my parents. Like, I would say, I'm going to run away from home. Well, first off, you ain't running nowhere.
Bye. You know,
fat shame me more.
You know, Mary would, she'd call your bluff every time.
I'd say, I'm going to call DSS, and she would hand me the phone.
Here?
Yeah, that works.
Call him up.
There, she'd pack you lunch if you're going to run away.
Well, who wants to pack that long?
Hey, baby.
Here's the lady who cooked for... Look, you could say out of the goodness of her heart, you could say doing her wifely duties, either way. She's cooking for her husband, and he's not appreciative.
So this is from her. He doesn't appreciate it, and this is her saying, I don't understand why he doesn't appreciate me.
No, she's mad.
She's mad.
This ain't deep reflection. This is like, hey, suck it, buddy. Shove this up there, and then eat this raw.
Okay. When you're like in a manipulative relationship, you have to be weirded out by leaving to go to work every day, wondering, will you come home and they will be gone, or if like all your stuff will be gone or whatever.
Or what cameras are you coming home to that you didn't know about?
Yeah. Like if you say, I'm keeping her at home, I'm controlling. I don't know, man. You might be the one that's controlled.
Like, why are you putting the camera in the toilet? That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
That's insecurity.
to my husband, who works third shift, and asked me very nicely to make him some pork stroganoff this morning at 7 a.m. so he could have something to eat. You. You know why? I made your shit and I overcooked your rice a little bit. And I said I would make you some fresh rice. And you know what you told me? You said, pay attention. So choke on your f***ing soggy rice, you dick. You're lucky I'm not a man, because I would have beat the f*** out of you a long time ago. Have a great day.
Wow. I see that. I see that.
This has been going on for a bit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Paige and I were just jamming out with some David Allan Coe off the air.
Oh, is that who that is?
It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on June the 9th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Paige loves his pillows.
Oh, is it Mike's birthday?
David Allan Coe.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Those,
yeah.
His pillows?
Well, the stained ones. Yeah. He did a collaborative with Aaron Lewis.
Not the same ones.
Okay.
If you know, you know. And if you don't,
I don't.
You're probably going to heaven.
I don't know it at all.
Star Wars, Mark Hamill.
No.
Oh, God. I just got it like a major, like a brain heart attack. Is that something?
Think of.
I was trying to think of everyone I thought of.
Brain fart?
Over and over were dead. I went, Alec Guinness. No, he's
That's
dead.
Not good.
Princess Leia. She's dead. Leia.
Think about episode one. Late 90s.
Hayden. Shoot. I can't think of his
name. Luke and Leia's mom.
Oh, the mom?
Yeah. Luke and Leia's mom.
Layla. Leia. Princess.
Who was it?
Queen Amidala?
Natalie Portman.
Ah. Who's Queen Amidala? That's from Marvel?
I think that is Star Wars, right?
I think that's a wrestler. It is, actually. Okay, nevertheless.
It's a wrestler.
Who'd you say? No, it is. AEW. It's Queen Amidala. Abdullah the Butcher? I don't know.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Let's see.
Heat, I think, was her first movie.
With Pacina.
Cut herself up in the tub.
Alpa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, that, the blood in the water. No matter what the role is.
He says, sorry,
it's talk like this.
There's blood everywhere. Oh no.
Man, shot in the dark, 45. I mean, she's been at it a while.
44.
Shot in the mouth. She got it. 44 years old for Natalie Flippin' Portman.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful.
If that ain't country, he'll kiss your ass.
He'll do something to it.
I like her Dior pictures. They're very pretty.
She is commonly known as a beautiful woman. Yeah. Don't really do anything for me, but really? A lot of people like her, yeah. Black Swan was the guy in the subway touching himself, looking at her.
Yeah.
Was also the ass-to-ass guy in Requiem, Stanley B. Herman. So he plays just creepy roles.
Holy moly. I had no clue that was the same. I only saw Black Swan one time, and that was in hopes of getting laid, but.
Well, what happened?
I watched the movie.
Let's go with.
Did she cry at the end?
I wasn't trying to have sex with a Black Swan.
Oh, well, I mean, my Lord. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Half my family would not talk to me anymore.
Never know what happens on the farm.
Either one of you want to, we're not one of somebody in our family that dates an animal. What were you thinking?
I'm sorry.
Former Patriots linebacker and Super Bowl champion Teddy Bruschi. His last name's a beer.
Yeah. And he spells Teddy with one D.
Yeah, which is odd.
It's Ted. I mean, it's
Bruschi.
Teddy. It's not Teddy. It's Teddy.
Watch it.
Teddy.
Get in trouble.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, nice Teddy's.
Cover two. 4-3 stack break.
I mean, I gotta think he's big 50.
Oh gosh.
Or 48.
49.
Ooh, think big 52.
Ooh.
For Teddy Bruschi.
How old is like Julian Edelman now? 40s?
I think he's 38.
Okay.
But look that up actually if you would.
I never about him guess. The other day.
I'm gonna guess 38.
Julian Edelman.
His sister's hot as
God, what's her name? That's him. What's her name? Julia? That would be silly. He's 39.
39. Yeah. It was close.
Yeah, just turned it, actually, last month.
Let's go with the guy who's getting a lot of work now since he won his court case a few years ago against his wife, who may or may not have taken a dump in his bed at that
Amber
time.
Amber Heard. Johnny Depp.
It is Johnny Depp's birthday. He's got a movie coming out where he looks like Ron White now. It's kind of odd. It's about a guy who drinks a lot.
Like, what does Johnny Depp look like now? Like, what is his? I'm not talking about going to a movie premiere, but like, does he always dress like a pirate? I'm not even making the same old joke, but like every
that would be a little.
What is he really like? I think he became a literal character because when you watched him in Jump Street. Yeah. In some of the early movies, he's just like a dude just talking, and now he's got like an European kind of brogue when he talks, and he dressing like he's a member of Jackal.
What is it? I know I can't say
anything. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because the way I dress. There's only one pirate, you know, Worley, the pirate, Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's who I was referring to, and I couldn't remember if it was thank you for pointing that out.
How does Pacino that's just true. Wear black jogging pants now and shirts? Like, it's just kind of odd looking the way he dresses.
And he goes out by himself.
Yeah,
oddly enough, at that age and also that popular to just be strolling about the brownstones of Harlem is strange.
He was jogging, and he'll stop and take pictures.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, gotta go, buddy. I gotta run some more.
You had to see the same exact video. The guy was just standing there, and he started filming him from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, same one.
He's like, All right. We done.
All right.
I gotta go.
Johnny Depp looks good.
And he just turned around and looked at him like, why are you still filming it from behind? He looks 81-year-old man's ass.
Really good in his Sauvage commercials.
Oh.
Playing the guitar.
I pronounce that as Sausage.
He gets a ton of money for what a 30-second spot.
Al Pacino is not
it's
who we're guessing.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's who we're guessing, Paige. Silly.
From Kentucky and Florida.
What do you say?
54.
Oh, no. I'd say 62.
Oh, way. I'd say you're absolutely correct.
No way.
She nailed it. 62
Jesus
years old.
Jesus Christ.
Paige loved that dude forever.
I got to see them. I didn't get to really talk to them.
Who's them? Oh, the band?
21 Jump Street when they came into the station.
Oh, when you worked in L.A.?
When I worked in Oakland.
That was Craig Evigan too, right? Is that the only guy that was on it?
Well, the show.
Did you ever see any of the kids from Saved by the Bell?
On
the studio stage?
But there's a lot of people that went through that studio at 2 at Noon that I...
B.B. King is the only one you remember.
Well, I took him to the dressing room. But the other people I didn't get to talk to, I was doing something else.
I got to wonder, is this a member? We don't know any members of the news. Huey just had a birthday. So is it a reference to the greatest movie ever?
It is. And if I gave you one guess, you'd probably get it.
Marty.
It is Marty's birthday. Michael J. Fox.
Oh, man.
Alex B. Key. Not to be confused with the Facebook fuss and Alex B. Beaton.
No, that's a different person. I thought they graduated. I thought somebody graduated and went from fussing. Although, at this point, it's hard to...
It really hard to tell the difference.
I know. I wrote down a name the other day. I gave that person a shout-out. It was a fake name I wrote for Facebook fussing.
Dang it!
You know you've gone too far.
I'm going to say...
I'll say whatever you say.
I'm going to say... So Johnny Depp was 62. I'm going to say also 62. I can't imagine he's older.
Okay, 62 sounds good.
Michael J. Fox is 64 years old. Damn. Can I give you a little fact about Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
His real name is Michael A. Fox. Michael Andrew Fox.
Why did they change it?
We said he didn't want his stage name to be Michael A. because he's Canadian. He thought people would say it like, eh.
A.
So he picked a J.
Wow.
That's like
sense.
My mom with people calling me Matt when I was a kid.
Matt.
Well, you know, so what's one word to describe Matt? Well, it rhymes with it. Ain't nobody gonna call you Fathew.
Fathew. It don't fit.
I got a grandma that called me Matt. Emma, his name's Matthew. We don't want anybody to start realizing that that's a short name for, you know, Matt. My mother was protecting me.
She would always say that, huh?
Let's do this gentleman here real quick. Just beat cancer.
Should always feed me all the corn dogs and crap, too. Made me fat.
Dick Vitale.
He's awesome, baby. I can't believe he's alive still.
Diaper dandy. Beat cancer. First came back at Clemson and Duke when he beat
cancer.
Dude,
if we're finding out Johnny Depp is 62, I'm going to say Dickie V is 91.
Sounds good.
Dick Vitale is 86 years old. God. Surely he doesn't want to work much longer.
There are only 25 years difference between him and Johnny Depp. That's insane.
You mentioned the number 91. Guess who is 91 years old today? Donald freaking Duck. 91 years old.
That's the first.
Sounds like Paige on the toilet.
Happy heavenly birthday to a guy who's next you've all fingered, you guitarist, time and time again. Les Paul. Would have been 110 years old.
I'm for more Paul. Paige, you?
I'm less.
Actually, give me Vinnie Paul.
Father of the electric guitar.
I had a Les Paul.
Do you?
I gave it away.
You had one.
I had an Ibanez.
I had one. I purchased from Pignel.
Ooh.
Look at a Schecter, man. Right now I'm playing
I do have a violin from Pacquiao Music.
Do you?
That I bought here. When I played in orchestra at League Middle.
Well, it's in the South now, so it's fiddle.
I've played it so much, it looks like it's just pecker music.
I hate that got trampled, but that was good.
I got it in.
That was good. By the way, somebody pointed this out. Julian Edelman does look like he could be the son of Dana White. Like, in the face, they have the same look except for the beard. Literally, you're absolutely
Dana's old
right.
enough to have a kid his age.
Probably so. Does he have any kids, Dana White?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all Trump at the fight again.
Oh, yeah, he was there. He got his own little walkout.
I know, like...
A lot of fighters go up to him. Somebody put the belt on him. I forgot who it was.
You know who is, like, one of his biggest fans? And this, I don't know why it shocked me, but it did. Johnny Bones Jones loves Trump. I don't know why that shocked me, but it was like... I mean, it's the... Because one of his cards for UFC cops, he signed it... MAGA GOAT. He signed it as the little inscription on there. MAGA GOAT.
Is he still the top guy, Jones? Bones Jones?
I mean, as far as I can tell, it's, you know. What about Fedor? I don't know. He's going to be like 60 now.
Fedor. There are those myths about Fedor. Yeah. He kills people, man. Don't
fight literally,
him.
He's really works for the government, guys. He's not a real fighter. It's crazy. All right. Fatboy, I neglected to ask you this. Before we went on the air just now, but we are a go for tomorrow.
We are. He's got to get it out of the way.
Let me tell you something. This son of a bitch over here works as hard as
listen to him.
He should. No, but like literally during the podcast and stuff, he's also emailing and making sure like this stuff's set up for tomorrow. So put it in your words. I don't want to overspeak.
Why don't you have your kid at the hospital?
Why don't you have your kid at the hospital?
No. That's what he wants to ask.
you got to think sometimes maybe these people that do the like at home births and stuff like that don't have health care. And maybe they're like, you know what? Why are we paying $9,000 these people to pull it out of me?
Maybe hire a midwife?
I don't know.
Well, he ain't cool with hosting. We'll say that.
That's the thing, right? Like, they're not. Let me just ask you this. Would you want somebody to come have a baby in your bathtub that you just bathe in every day?
No.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's the easy
small
way
bathroom.
To say it.
It'd be a lot of people in there.
Okay. Jesus. God, we're having an orgy in Paige's bathroom at 11 o'clock. Be there. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Watch your hands get the podcast. God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys
rule. Bye, baby. Bye.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.